Hey everyone, we're back, Game Train, back with episode number 28, the first one of 2018. Hey, that's pretty convenient, those numbers. I like that. That feels good. And it's a big one. There's a lot of news, so we're gonna try and keep it tight. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Mr. Callan Davis.
Jeez, you almost missed me again.
Yeah, I missed half your name.
You did what?
I'm surprised you didn't pick that up, but anyway. Callan Davison.
Cool start, man.
Yep, so he's pretty excited. I'm Kyle Smith. Let's do this thing. Let's get right into the news. One of the biggest things that happened just a little while ago was Nintendo's Mini Direct, which everyone was sort of chomping at the bit to hear. So, Callan, you want to run us through everything that we heard?
The game The World Ends With You, which is a remake of an old game, I think, on DS, comes out in 2018 on the Switch. Kirby Star Allies comes out on March 16th.
Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition is coming out in spring. Well, their spring, which is our something else. I can never do the maths.
Mario Tennis Aces is coming out spring 2018, or our autumn. YS8 Lacrisma of Dana. I should have read that before. Comes yeah. out summer 2018 or our winter. Super Mario Odyssey is getting some DLC, which drops in February.
Yeah, that looks kind of fun. Not what I expected.
SNK Heroines Tag Team Frenzy comes out this year as well.
Yeah.
Mario Rabbids DLC is coming out this year, where you get Donkey Kong on your team.
Yes, that's pretty cool.
Payday 2's got a release date on the Switch now, February 27th this year. Faye got a release date, and that is coming out the 16th of February. And Celeste also got a release date, coming out the 25th of January. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, the Wii U game, is coming to the Switch. That releases on May 4. And Dark Souls is being remastered for the Switch, the Xbox, and the PlayStation 4. And comes out on May 25th.
Detective Pikachu is finally heading to the West, and he's getting his own giant amiibo, which looks really cute, and it'll unlock in-game hints, apparently. And there's going to be a worldwide release of both the amiibo and the game on March 23 in Japan, North America, and Europe.
Overwatch's Blizzard World map is releasing on January 23rd, and also on that same day, January 23rd, Assassin's Creed Origins gets its first DLC.
Forza Horizon 3 just received its native 4K update, which is quite pretty. So that's a very good reason to jump back on if you haven't finished it or have been meaning to check it out.
That's right. And then there was one last bit of news from today.
Yes, which dropped an hour and a half ago as we record this, so we're pretty happy with that.
We actually delayed our recording around this announcement.
Yes. Yep. We were left in a bit of mystery. Nintendo had an announcement about some news they were going to drop, and all they told us was they were crafting a new way to play the Switch for kids and kids at heart, and that's it. And we're like, what does that mean? And today they dropped Labo. Ta-da!
Labo.
We'll have the video on our... Well, actually, it's already on our Facebook wall if you want to check it out. And I think it's pretty fair to say that not a single person on Earth was expecting this, besides Nintendo staff. I don't know. Did you... I've never in my wildest dreams would I have put any money on this concept.
Did you want to explain to the people what the concept is?
I do, and I will. With that lead up, the concept is a whole bunch of flat packs. So there's going to be two sort of packs that they're releasing, a variety kit and a robo kit. And I guess the variety kit comes with like, was it six? Yeah, six sort of,
or five. Yeah, five.
Five, sorry. Five like games or experiences, if you will. And they're calling it Toy-Con instead of Joy-Con, and you get like a flat pack of cardboard that folds into like these crafty things, like a house and a piano and a fishing rod, and they all have like little slots and inputs of where you can put all the bits and pieces of the Switch. You sort of you know, take your Switch apart and put the screen and the two Joy-Cons in different spots, and it becomes like an interactive toy of sorts. And then there's the RoboKit, which looks like a lot more complicated. It's kind of essentially a backpack, like, you know, just the same cardboard stuff, but looks like a lot of technical stuff going on inside. Any Switch owners who have kids are going to have a really wonderful time here. It looks like a very good, like, you know, connecting project with your kids, and like an arts and craft day, kind of like sitting down and playing Lego, you know, with father and mother and son and daughter. Like, I don't know, there's just this really beautiful thing here that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, look, you'd probably say almost like ages 3 and up on this as well, wouldn't you?
Like, yeah, I guess so.
You could get real youngsters into it.
Because it's really hands-on and very, like, just very toy. And when we say cardboard, like, you know, it's not, it doesn't seem like it's just this flimsy break. It looks like, as far as cardboard goes, quite, you know, thick and hard and durable. And, I mean, if you stood on it, you'd still crush the things. So I don't know what, like, replacement cardboard would cost or what these things are going to be like. The variety kit with the five things, five flat packs and five sort of games, is going to be $99.95. And the Robo kit with its own little sort of Robo game experience is going to be $119.95.
Those are Australian prices, so any of our international listeners, I think it's $60 for the variety pack and $70 for the Robo pack. That's the news this week.
So I guess that brings us to games we've been playing. Now, we're going to try and keep this short because there's been, what, 4 weeks worth of holiday break. And I know Callan especially, but we've been just smashing games. If we talked about all the games we've been playing, this would be another two-hour episode, which we definitely don't want.
Well, okay, well, I'd like to talk about one game first, which only just came out this week.
Yeah.
It is Australian Open Tennis. From Australian developer Big Ant Studios.
Yeah, and I recall you were quite excited about this one.
I was. There hasn't been a tennis game for about 7 years.
Wow, like at and, all or this a good
was,
one?
This was announced all late-ish last year. I think it might have even been my hype train at the time.
Yeah, I think it might
and,
have
been. And, I was very excited. I'm a big tennis fan. I went to the Australian Open the other day as well, which the game's based off. Actually played the game there. They had it set up there to play. I got it on the Xbox One, and I'm really disappointed in this game. Really disappointed. all right, here's my issues with the game. I don't think the graphics are that great. They're very, very plain. It gets the look of the Australian Open down, but it is just so flat. Like, the ball kids and the linesmen and all those sorts are just still images in the background sort of thing. Like, it's just weird. The controls are very janky. Like, you'll be trying to move somewhere and then your player will just stop. The ball just moves in strange arcs at times. It's just, it doesn't feel like a full price game. It should be like a $20 game.
Oh, that's sad.
Rather than a full price game. And then my other issue is that some footage leaked earlier of the game, because they kept this under wraps. They weren't showing anything until the Australian Open started, and then the game came out, which is really bizarre for a company to do. Like, really weird to do. You just know there's something not right if companies do that.
Yeah.
Like, what other company has dropped footage of their game the day before release for the first time? This is the first gameplay footage. None.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
So, anyway, some footage leaked early because someone got an early copy of it. And then people online are like, well, this looks terrible. And Big Ant were like, it's cool. There's a big day one patch. It fixes a lot of things. Anyway, day one of the game comes around. On the PlayStation, yep, there's a day one patch. And it adds in a career mode, etc. On the Xbox One, the day one patch isn't there yet. I still don't have it. So I'm playing a broken game, pretty much. But sorry, that's a big, big fail in my book.
Damn, yeah. Yep. I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm really, really disappointed in this game. But anyway, let's move on to other things, because there's more to talk about than AO Tennis.
Well, I guess as far as what I've been playing, I've been smashing Super Meat Boy on the Nintendo Switch. That's just come out again. It's the it's not Super Meat Boy Forever yet. It's just the re-release of Super Meat Boy that was out on the Xbox. And I've just fallen madly and deeply in love with this all over again. This is so it's the opposite to Callan, really. My game is one that already existed. And the control response is just insanely tight as ever. It's just as good on the big screen as it is handheld. It's hard, but it's fast and it's addictive and it's just like, it's beautiful. It's very similar to the gameplay loop and style of something like Trials HD, you know, that side-scrolling motorbike game, if you ever played that. Just very challenging, but like immediate restart. So you just go like over and over and over and over and you don't even know. And you know, at some points I was playing a level that took me nearly an hour to complete, but it was a 6 second long level. And I love that kind of just bite size. It's just so perfect for the Switch. So I've been having a lot of fun with that.
And also we got in some Overwatch as well. So I've been playing a bit of that. So for me, yeah, the transition was a bit strange playing on the console rather than PC, which I'd been used to.
Yes, of course. Which is, I mean, it's lucky we got back in because now we'll get our sort of muscle memory ready for the Blizzard World launch, which could be fun.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
And you know what? I just thought I'd mention this quickly, but Overwatch is a team game. So if anyone wants to jump on and help us out and, you know, create a full team of six, which would make it just so much easier to manage, you know, you can add me. I'm the Lyrical, the space Lyrical. And Callum?
I am your face. YOURFASE.
Yeah, so, you know, if you guys want to add us, if anyone out there wants to jump on Overwatch and have a game in the next couple of weeks, there's our game, what do you call them, thing? Gamer tags. I haven't said that in a while.
So, also, on our Game of the Year episode, I mentioned right at the end that I would play a bunch of games that Carl loves.
Yes, yes, mostly indies and one big one.
Yeah, so those games are Limbo, Inside, Firewatch, Journey, Hellblade, and Bioshock Infinite. Because yes, I just wanted to know why you loved all these games so much. So I sat down and finished all six of them.
Yep, not a small feat. Well done, thanks for that.
Thanks. How did your World of Warcraft mission go?
Yep.
Yep, cool.
Yep.
Right.
I did what I did last time. I opened it and went, this is dated and gross for me.
Cool. Well, I'll be looking forward to you getting Dark Souls remastered on your Xbox One X.
So I'll see how that goes.
Yep.
I don't really like Dark Souls, so hopefully I fall in love with it after giving it another try. But yeah, so far I'm just not into these recommendations yet. You got to give me something to fall in love with.
Yep.
But I'll try. I'll try Dark Souls again.
Yep. But, I've got to say, out of those games, I really loved Firewatch. Like,
Great.
Yeah, Firewatch was awesome. Like, I enjoyed them all, but yeah, I really enjoyed Firewatch. Like, Firewatch just sucked me right in.
Isn't it something, hey? Like, the writing in that and the voice acting together is just next level. Like, beautiful, beautifully written and performed.
Yep. It was so great to check all these games out, and I can now understand why you've
lauded over them a bit. Yeah, I'm so glad you jumped on like at least Limbo, so you can see when people release like other indie games, and now you'll get what I mean when I'm like, oh yep, it's a little bit Limbo-ish.
Well, I thought that straight away as soon as I started up Limbo. I'm like, Projection, which is that indie game coming out this year, which I'm really interested in checking out. Yep. I'm like, wow, it's got a really similar look straight away.
Yeah, you can tell it's definitely like at least quite influenced. Like, this must have just really shook up the indie scene. But I mean, to be fair, a game that kind of did a similar thing with making, you know, 2D, mixing it with puzzles and filling it with like feeling and tone was Braid. You know, I kind of reckon they kind of did that quite well and like years ago.
And also, I just want to say Bioshock Infinite was an amazing game as well. Like, that came out in 2013 and is. Yes. I missed it. I was overseas when it came out. But, oh, wow, that was awesome. That was a great, great game. Like,
yeah, awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad you liked that one.
Yeah, the setting of that game was amazing, and especially the first hour or so.
Awesome. It's so I was so impressed that they could recreate that feeling of awe in a setting again. Like, I thought after Rapture, like, nah, you can't recreate that, and they just did. And it was like, wow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They nailed that.
Yeah, here's hoping whatever the next one will be. Like, where do you go from there? You've done underwater and up in the sky. It's just going to be like walking around in the park now?
Don't know.
Cool. All right, well, that brings us to the feature of this episode, which, you know, we don't have a game that we're reviewing as per se. We're just going to do a little bit of a 2018 preview and you know, what's coming up this year and what we're excited about. Callan, what's your sort of main thing that you're looking forward to this year?
If you had to pick one. Well, we don't even have theme music to lead into this. This sucks.
No, we don't. I mean, waiting for tonight.
Yep, that's it. All right, here's our theme music. All right, so yeah, 2018 is here, right? So after the unbelievable year that was 2017 with, like, man, how do you even follow that up? You had...
Yeah, right?
You had a Zelda game. You had a Mario game.
You had a Switch.
You had the Switch. You know, Persona 5. All these awesome games. How do you follow that up? Well, you roll out 2018 with Red Dead Redemption 2, Kingdom Hearts 3. Maybe.
Spider-Man,
Anthem, God of War, maybe.
No Anthem. I'm saying it right here.
Are you actually saying right now, 100%, you don't reckon Anthem will come out this year?
Yep, on the record, put it right here. I put 20 bucks. You guys hear me? I'm
putting $20 down saying it will come out this year.
All right, let's do it. It's here, it's recorded.
Yep.
Oh boy, okay, well, I guess we have till the 31st of December midnight. See who owes who $20.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited. I wonder what I'm going to buy for my $20.
Oh, man. I don't know. I might put mine into a Labo set or something.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I want to use your whole $20 to buy a complete thing to be like, Callan bought me that because he was so wrong.
Or no, I might buy some more amiibos, maybe. The Detective Pikachu amiibo.
I might buy the winning amiibo if you can find a $20 amiibo.
All right, so we should actually talk about 2018 rather than stupid bets.
Yeah, let's move.
Gamble responsibly, people.
Yes, of course, if at all.
Yep. All right, so why don't we just start with the big ones? Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes. Oh my God, I am so excited.
We went through this game a lot last year with your hype trains. I think it featured about 3 or 4 times.
Yes, yep, correct.
Is it going to be appearing again this year in your hype train?
Well, it nearly was today's hype train, but, you know, I had to edit that, didn't I? Yeah. I'm very excited. Now, you know, I feel like it'll probably be in like 2, 3, maybe 4 hype trains as soon as it starts coming like close to launch, as soon as we find out what that date is.
Yep. Do you think it's an early runner for Game of the Year? Like, it'll be up there?
I think so. I think Rockstar always... are up there, you know, once they release something, especially when they've been working on it for this long.
Yep.
What I want to know is if, and like, I don't think so, but I'm curious, is this the online game to topple GTA 5 online? You know, because that game is just repeatedly on the top 10 lists. And it's like, did you see that they had more players last month online than they've ever had? I'm just like, what is going on here?
But then, how much could they really add to a Red Dead Redemption 2 online? Different colored horses?
I don't know. I mean, like, so I guess with this one, they're adding like flying cars and super guns. And so I guess if they're going that crazy, you know, Red Dead Redemption could go all like part one with the zombies and with like fantasy creatures and witches and... I guess that's the way they can go instead of like the sci-fi direction that they go with the modern GTA 5.
Yeah, that's true.
They do the fantasy version, which has its own... there is a 12-hour campaign that they released on GTA 5 online. That's a whole game in a game.
Yep.
Like, and some are saying between 12 and 20 hours, depending on how you play it. I'd love to do that, but, you know, when are we going to get 12 hours with a group of like... you know, 4 friends.
Nope.
But so apparently the heist is just so fun. But yeah, so I'm curious about that online component. Will it topple GTA 5? Are people going to move over? Is GTA too much of a massive brand, you know, to be pushed by their own Red Dead Redemption? I don't know, but I'm excited and I can't wait to see.
Another one I'm looking forward to, Kingdom Hearts 3, which you also don't think will come out this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't put as big a bet, maybe like a $10 bet, but I'm pretty confident that's not coming out this year. I don't know why, I just feel so...
Like, why are you betting against fun?
I don't want to bet against fun, I want to
be... But you
wrong.
You're putting money out there going, oh, this ain't coming out this year.
Yeah, I don't wish upon it. I just think, if I'm going to put my money somewhere, it's going to be where I likely think it's happening, and... As much as I want it so bad. Let me be wrong. Let me buy you amiibos. You know.
But I really hope it does come out this year. Like Square have said, it is coming 2018. Now I'm going to take Square on their word because it's been in development that long that it's probably getting near complete now.
Yeah, like when we took Square on their word for Final Fantasy 13 Versus. But let's keep going.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, so then we'll have like it'll come out as Kingdom Hearts Versus. 2.9.
I am excited for when it does drop. It's going to be amazing. I mean, that Toy Story stuff looked awesome. I wish I didn't see it, but it did look amazing.
Another big RPG, which is coming out this year, is Ni No Kuni 2.
Yes.
So that comes out in March on PlayStation 4 during the week of games.
Yeah, we don't have a game day this year, but we have a game week.
Game week.
As bad.
Yeah, which is, what is it? Sea of Thieves, Far Cry 5, Ni No Kuni 2, Yakuza 6, Valkyrie Chronicles 4. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we might be expanding. We need like 5 staff just to play all the games.
Oh, and also A Way Out as well is the other one that comes out that week, which is that really cool jailbreak co-op game.
Yes, you might have heard a bit about it at the Game Awards.
Yeah. That looks awesome too, but everything's released in this one stupid week. Please, we don't like stuff being delayed. Just someone delay something.
Yes.
Just something. Like,
or drop it early.
We can't cover everything, you know? We're an independent podcast. We can't do everything, and it's so unfair.
That's true. Man, I mean, and then, you know, we've had all this Nintendo news and this Labo thing and the Nintendo Direct with obviously more to come. Like, we haven't even heard about Yoshi yet, and people are still chomping at the bit for the virtual console, which, I don't know, man. Like, what do you think's happening with that? Do you think we're going to get one, or do you think, like, there's SNES Classic Minis and NES Classic Minis and, like, those random offshoot, one-off Neo Geo games and that Mario game is the way we're going to be receiving our...
Mario game that came out, that Super Mario Versus, is actually a port of the arcade game, and it's not the actual Super Mario Brothers that we all know and love, because it is a mixture of the original Super Mario Brothers and Lost Levels combined into this weird hybrid game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing it, and I'm quite enjoying it. It's very weird. It's very, like, speedrunny, sort of, like, they've got all these different, like... ways to play it and different menus that you can choose, and it's weird. It's like the same game. The levels are even like quite similar. Music's all there, like it feels like it. But so yeah, I don't know. Is this how we're gonna be getting our, like, you know, nostalgia retro games now instead of virtual
console? No, I think
it will
be that rumored streaming service that you sign up and you pay whatever a month, and then each month they rotate games through. I reckon that's what it's gonna be like.
Yeah. Okay. Well. That's a bit of a worry, because, I mean, there have been some rumors dropping that they're moving their paid internet all the way to 2019.
No, that was a spelling mistake.
Oh, thank goodness. Let's clear that up right now. That's good.
Yep. No, some news outlets jumped a bit too quick on that one and called it, and it turned out, nope, someone just made a typo when they were just redoing the copyright down the bottom.
You see, now that is some great news.
Yes. So, yeah. But anyway, let's keep talking about quickly about some more 2018 stuff. Ori is getting a sequel this year, which I'm super excited about. I love Ori.
Yes.
So this is Ori and the Will of the Wisps, this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sure when that's coming out yet. There's actually not a lot of release dates have been given. We've only really got release dates, I reckon, up until the end of March. And from then on, it's a bit of a question mark.
Yeah.
Which, for us, where we like to sort of plan ahead on what we're going to review and things like that, is a pain in the ass.
Yes. Yeah, it's so tricky, but...
Yeah, and then you have those weeks when everything just drops in the same week, and you go, oh, wow, so we're going to review all them, but now they're all out in the same week, so now we have to pick two. All right, wrapping up our 2018 preview, because really, as we don't have a lot of release dates, stuff can be pushed out of this year. You know, there's going to be stuff that's
that we don't know
announced that will just suddenly just drop this year. Like, give us a couple of predictions. Give us two predictions. What do you reckon will happen this year? It could be maybe an E3 announcement or whatever. And don't say Anthem not coming out this year because we've already gone over that. That's why we're only doing two and not three.
Oh, you're talking to me here?
Yes, you.
Oh, wow.
My co-host.
I thought you were talking to the people.
No, the one at the other end of the microphone there. You, Carl.
Mate, the world is on the other end of my microphone.
Wow.
this year, okay. Some predictions. Jeez. Yep. Was ready for that. well, Anthem's not coming. And Kingdom Hearts not coming. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have predictions.
All right.
Everything that's out there, like Spider-Man
and
Yoshi.
I'll do one. I'll throw one out there. Bethesda to announce a new Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah, okay, nice. I mean, if we're doing those kind of predictions, like Halo 6.
What, coming out this year or just announced?
I reckon announced and then probably dropped later in this year. Like, it's been a while.
Oh, I feel Todd Howard's going to do what he did with Fallout 4. Come out at E3. Go, right, here's Elder Scrolls, the new one. All right, and it drops in November. Boom, mic drop, walk out.
Yeah, I hope he does. Maybe he's going to make that his thing now.
Yeah. And I reckon we'll get another Assassin's Creed this year, too.
Wow, you reckon they're going to go back to the yearly releases?
Yep.
Oh, I hope they don't. Damn. I mean, you know, maybe you're right. What do you reckon it'll be like? I don't know. I feel more like it's going to be some big story expansion or like a, you know, Origins Point 2 and then a big new one next year.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
cool.
That's what I'm feeling. I think I feel like they might want to, you know, enrichen this. What is the word? Like give more life to Bayek, kind of like they did with Ezio. You know, he had three games to sort of expand his story.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more to tell about Bayek.
No, but I think the original rumor was when Assassin's Creed Origins, when all that was coming out, right?
Yeah.
That it was going to be a trilogy.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be Egypt, Greece, Rome.
Oh, yep, okay.
So, and that's ancient Rome, because we did Renaissance Rome in
two
Assassin's
and three.
Creed.
Or two Revelations?
Brotherhood.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's going to be ancient Rome this time, so it'll be quite different.
Nice.
Yeah, I just think that's what they're going to be doing, and I think we'll see the Greece version drop at the end of this year.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and it's Bayek's journey continued, and you play him in Greece. He journeys to Greece.
Wow, okay, cool. So, yeah, similar to the Ezio where he's, like, off traveling and...
Cool. I guess we should leave our preview of 2018 there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, lots more details to come, obviously, and we'll be covering it right here on Game Train, but that's how we feel about 2018 at the moment. Let us know your thoughts. Send us some predictions if you have any. But, you know, no gambling on our page.
No, this is just a friend bet.
A friendly, yep. And I'm glad it's official right here. I'm excited.
I know, I'm excited. I can't wait for my $20.
I'm going to start looking at, like, things to buy for $20 or less. You know, like...
Yep.
All right,
yeah, I'm looking forward to buying maybe two Amiibos if they're on special.
Oh, yeah, secondhand. Yeah. Okay, well, that brings us back to our... I say back because it brings us to our next segment, but we're going to go back to an older segment we did earlier in the year, last year, with a twist. This is our segment called Games of Our Lives.
like sands through the hourglass, so are the
games of our lives. All right, so this time, going around the internet, which is what kind of started Games of Our Lives, you know, we just started seeing this popular list that was going around. And this year, there's one that's been going around that people have been naming their favorite game from every system they've ever owned. And we thought, what the hell, that sounds pretty interesting. So we're going to have a little go of that ourselves. And every episode, we're just going to go through, you know, all the systems we've ever owned. We'll just do one each per episode and our favorite game for that system. Cool. And so this episode, we're both, you know, sometimes it'll be different. We'll branch off very soon. This episode, we agreed on the Atari 2600, right? That's your first system?
Yes.
We are in agreement that I guess our first home console was the Atari 2600. That was pretty amazing. It's cool that we both played this because, you know, really, we're kind of still too young normally for this to have been our first console because it was like, what, 1977 this came out?
Yep.
So by the time we got it, it was, you know, what, 15-something years old already, which isn't...
I got mine 1990, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was about exactly that same year I got mine, 90 or 91.
Yeah.
See, I'd love to know your thoughts, because I was living in the Solomon Islands at the time, so when I got this thing, my dad was like, hey, check this out. This is the future. This is the be-all and end-all. This is all there is. And I'm like, wow, look at me. I'm like a space marine playing this new futuristic, awesome video game. We didn't have arcades. I didn't have a Nintendo that I could see. I didn't know. So I thought, this is the newest, best shit out. Stuff out. But you were in Australia, yeah?
Yes.
So you knew otherwise. How was it for you getting the Atari 2600?
Dude, I was like a six-year-old kid, and I got it for Christmas. So I was pretty excited.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting you didn't have your, like, 30-year-old brain and go like, I don't know, Dad, this ain't the latest stuff.
Nah, mate, freaking unwrapped that thing. I was like, whoa, what is this? And then, you know, played Space Invaders and, funnily enough, tennis on it.
Was it better?
But yeah, that's what I got with it on that Christmas and just loved it. I remember that Christmas, actually, just flashes, but I had a bunch of cousins and family and stuff there, and we're all playing Space Invaders for ages on it. It was really fun.
Wow. I mean, wasn't it cool, though? It had, like, that black and white to color switch.
Oh, yeah. And there was this other little car racing game I was playing on it, too, but it was really hard to control. I got all this wrong. I think I got tennis later.
Oh, gosh,
I can't remember. That was so long ago, but yeah. Anyway, so let's talk about our favorite game on that system.
Yes, well, you should go first.
Yeah, because we all know what yours is. Frostbite. Oy.
Mine, well, all right, I'll go first then.
Yep.
Mine is Frostbite. See, when I got mine, unlike you, I never got any new games. I got this huge bag, because Dad must have got it secondhand from, I don't know where he found it in the islands. I got this huge duffel bag full of about like 40 games. It was intense. I had like so many games, but that's all I ever had. I just had this huge bag of games that I'd like rummage through and play. There was like a sports game with like, you know, 12 games on just one cartridge. There was crazy stuff in there. And Pitfall was there, which was amazing. But yeah, Frostbite, playing that just captured both me and my older brother. And the bastard told me there was a dragon at the end. I don't know why I believed him. I was 6, 7.
Yep.
So, and I played that for just days, weeks, months trying to get to this dragon. I was too young to know that it was just a repeated algorithm that just got faster and different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta get this. But anyway, Frostbite, you know.
Mine was River Raid.
Oh, beautiful game.
Yeah, absolute classic of a game.
Yeah, yeah. You know, funnily enough, that was one I didn't get in my giant bag of tricks. And Dan Simmons showed me River Raid because he's like, oh, you played the Atari 2600? You must have loved River Raid. I'm like, nah, what's that? And he's like, oh my God, drop everything. Play this game. And it still plays well. And also, River Raid, I believe, was the first female developed video game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've forgotten her name now. But she got like a lifetime achievement award on the Game Awards at the end of last year.
She did. Yeah, that's where I saw that.
And she did the whole game herself.
Yeah, and like for a first jump in for, you know, female developers, this is like a brilliant game.
Yeah.
There's so much to it, and I mean, it was pretty cool. And
like, you're just a plane flying down a river shooting things, but, you know, you could run out of fuel, so you have to collect fuel tanks.
Yeah, and you have to strategize whether you want to get that or shoot bad guys or dodge them. And
yeah, and then you could choose whether to go left or right around, you know, forks in the river.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just interesting. But yeah, yeah, nice. That's games of our lives too, I guess we can call it.
Yeah.
All right, let's swing quickly into the question this week.
All right, passenger queries.
All right, we've got pretty much the same question from David Fisher and Reef Aitken. And they both ask, why doesn't Carl like fun?
And why do they ask that, Callan? Did they just
put the bait out there? And
okay.
Yeah, and they decide to write in and ask the questions. So yeah, why don't you like fun?
why don't I like fun? Well, I mean, to answer you guys, I love fun because I'm an evil maniac that is hell bent on taking over the world, and I just want to imprison everyone and everything who isn't eating.
But you
want to
see games delayed till next year and bet against that.
I don't want that at all.
Then why put your money down on it? It's just showing you why you don't like fun.
No, putting money down is not saying I don't want it. It's saying if I have to put my money down, if I drop a beautifully constructed Millennium Falcon made out of Lego off the roof of a house and I didn't want it to break, what do you think I'd put my money on?
Actually, do you know what I'm going to put my money on? I just figured it out. The special edition of Anthem. I'm going to put it into that so I can get the special edition.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, when the game releases this year and I get your $20.
Yeah.
And they release like the Anthem special edition, which comes, you know, with, let's say, art book and soundtrack and all that sort of stuff.
I'll put
that $20 into that and be like, there we go.
Why don't you use my $20 and buy yourself some like armor inside Anthem? You know, some microtransactions.
Oh yeah, some microtransactions. That could be another thing. And I might get like some cool hat or something for my character. And I'll just wear it around. I'll call it the Carl Not Fun hat.
Oh wow. The dunce hat.
Yeah. But yeah, so you do like fun is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, on an odd occasion, if I'm feeling in the mood and I'm done drowning kittens, then I could go for some fun.
Cool. Alright.
I don't drown kittens. I just want to.
That was our questions for this week. Remember, write in to us, ask us whatever. You can ask again why Carl doesn't like fun.
Yes, or you know, you can ask why Callan loves fun so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, just write us in our Game Train Facebook, which is just www.facebook.com/GameTrainPodcast. Put in a message and a comment anywhere. Chuck it on our Instagram, which is just Game Train Podcast. Rock and roll. That brings us towards the end of the episode already, which brings us to what used to be our Hype Train and Lame Train. But if anyone was listening to any of our stuff last year, we mentioned that there will be a new section in there called the Love Train. So it works like this. Lame Train is whatever we've found annoying or that we hated, which happened since the last episode. Hype Train is the thing we're most excited about, you know, coming up in the next couple weeks, days, year. Love Train is just simply something we loved since the last episode.
Yep.
So I think that's clear enough. Let's do this. Let's start with the Lame Train. Callan, what do you got?
Okay, so we mentioned right near the start of the episode we've been playing Overwatch. So I own it on PC, and I played a lot on PC. I unlocked a lot of stuff for all my characters that I play a lot. And then I got it on Xbox One. And it just kind of sucked going back to all the vanilla costumes, what you start with. And I'm like, why isn't there a way to link my accounts that I can just transfer all those things that I've unlocked across there? Like, it's just cosmetic stuff. doesn't change the game. I just like to, you know, have my cool emotes and my costumes that I like for my characters and things like that. Because now I've got to unlock everything again, and it's random chance that you get it from these boxes that you earn every time you level up. And it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound... I hate when I say these kind of things and sound like a nagging, you know, pleb who doesn't know about game development. But I feel like it couldn't be that hard if you can link accounts to just... unlock these costumes. They're just cosmetic. It's not going to hurt anyone. It's just going to make one person happy and maybe encourage more people to buy the game twice. You know, like, I mean, I get they're probably trying to make you buy more loot boxes, you know, on both versions to try and unlock. But I think people will just go like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, if they said, hey, all your costumes you unlock will be the same on the computer as it is on Xbox. You can't cross-play because that'll be unfair, but all your stats move over. You can have an Xbox section and a computer section of your stats, and here's all the costumes you worked for because you, as a member of Blizzard, bought our game and you bought it again. I don't know, I feel like many people would buy that twice.
Well, you can link your account because it unlocks, like, little things in World of Warcraft if you do that and things like that. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, like, I don't... Yeah. Maybe, as a developer... It's harder than we think, but I feel like it's not. It can't be that hard. But
yep.
All anyway, right.
Yep.
Yours. My lame train is also related to Overwatch, and my lame train is that our media man, Mr. Genghis Tuan, finally getting Overwatch fever 2 years late. Like,
yeah.
Here we are. Like, we have games to cover and games that we're playing, and we're like playing PUBG, and we're like smashing through these other games, and here's Tuan like, oh my god, guys, you have to play Overwatch. It is just so good. And here's him playing PUBG. This is what bothered me the most. He's playing PUBG, and he's like, this game is so, you know, clunky. It's so bad compared to Overwatch. Overwatch is so much smoother and better and faster and more balanced. It's a better game. And I'm trying to argue and say, like, no, well, we want to play PUBG because it's fun and everyone's playing it. And it's like, I've never been in an argument where I'm arguing against someone I completely agree with. You know, where does that, what do I do with that info? I'm like, yes, you're correct. Yes, it is so much smoother and better. And this is clunky. And playing Overwatch after playing PUBG is a breath of gaming fresh air. But it's like, I can't argue that, but I want to play PUBG right now. Like... So anyway, we've been jumping on and playing a lot, and it has been a lot of fun. But yeah, that's my light lame train. All right, so let's move on to love train. What have you loved since last episode, Callan?
What have I loved since last episode? It is the 4K updates for Xbox One games on the Xbox One X. So
yes,
yeah, it looks like Forza Horizon 3 looks awesome. So, yeah. Just those updates. And I like how they just keep rolling them out for different games. So, Witcher has one now.
Oh, and Witcher runs beautifully with it. And they have the option on their one. Yeah, exactly. I really enjoyed that, actually.
They're slowly rolling it out on all these older Xbox One games. So, yeah, it's really cool. And I'm really enjoying what they're doing with that. And it's all free. Just, you know, it's just extra data you got to download.
And it's making it just more and more worth... Like, you feel like buying that Xbox One X was a worthy purchase. I like
just
that.
Just for the looks, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you love?
My love train was the Nintendo Switch over the Christmas break. I had 52 hours of driving that I had to do with my girlfriend. And
so you made her drive all 52? Well done.
All 52. Well,
yep.
If you talk to her, it wasn't that far off. But anyway... We both, like, were playing the Switch on that drive. Plus, just, you know, I was all the way up at Port Douglas, you know, beautiful spot. But in the downtime, you know, after being out in the sun all day and you just sit back and have a beer, fan on you, and just smash out some Switch. And it was even like one of those trailers. Like, there was people there, like, friends that I'd made and friends of Jack, my girlfriend, and her family. And they're these, like, this French guy... And his new friend, and they all like, they never play games, but I'm like, check this out, isn't this cool? And it's got Mario Kart on it. And they're like, no way. And I brought my dock and I just docked it in, you know, took out my Joy-Cons, and I had four controllers with me, because of Joy-Cons and Pro Controllers and all that. And we're all sitting around on the chair. Like, I just ducked it in after we jumped in the pool. And next minute, we're like 2 hours in playing all these like Mario tournaments. And everyone's screaming and yelling and saying like, oh, I haven't played games in like 10, 15 years. This is so fun. And that was it. And it was just such a fun moment. Like, the Switch has just nailed it. But yeah, I really loved it over the holidays. It was a real fun thing to have.
Cool.
It was my love train.
All right.
All right. Hype train.
Hype train.
Yeah, so I'm a big Dragon Ball fan. Love the show. Like,
yes.
One of my favorite animes ever.
Yep.
Yep. And, a new fighting game comes out in 8 days. So that's Dragon Ball FighterZ, I guess it's pronounced.
Or Dragon Ball FighterZ. FighterZ.
Or Dragon Ball FighterZ. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. It looks really cool. I tried downloading the beta the other day, and then I just missed a window, so I downloaded the beta, and it wouldn't work, so I was a bit sad. But I'm hyped for the full game coming out in 8 days.
Yes. Yeah, me too. It looks all. I never really had the time to watch.
So that's January 26th, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I never really got into the shows. I wish I did. But even as someone who, you know, hasn't seen all the shows, I'm really hyped for this. It just looks amazing.
Yep.
My hype train, surprise, is Nintendo Labo. I mean, I watched it this morning and went, what? And the more I watched it, the more I was just like in this fantasy land that only Nintendo can create. I'm so excited to see how these feel and how they work and how they, you know, how they build it. And I don't know, I feel like I almost wish right now that I was a parent, you know? And I don't want to say that when I finally do have kids, it's because Nintendo talked me into it. But I'm not going to say they didn't. It's just, it looks very exciting. And I don't know. It's just so new and so outrageous. And I'd just been listening to a podcast actually recently called Part-Time Genius. And they covered why Nintendo is so successful. And a lot of that was talking about how they are first and foremost a toy company. And Shigeru Miyamoto has said as such on multiple occasions that we're not an electronics company, we're not a powerhouse company, we're a toy company, and we make fun. And I'm so impressed by the fact that he's stuck to his guns, and this is like as toy as it gets. Like, who thinks of this stuff? But anyway, that's my hype train.
Wait, can I change my lame train just quickly? As we're talking here, I just got this message through. Twan, Epic fails for 2018. Labo and Sea of Thieves.
We got to get a new media guy. I mean, I think the new question is, why does Twan not like fun?
That's right. That could be it now. Why does Twan not like fun?
I bet on things that I think might happen but wish didn't. He just does. Come on, Twan.
Jeez. Really? Wow. Ooh, oh. All right. Well, yeah.
Well, that's our lame train, love train, and hype train. So thank you so much, guys. This brings us to the end of the episode. Next time, sadly, in 2 weeks, I, Carl, will be going for vocal surgery. So I'm going to be out of action for a little while. I'm going to have to be out for 8 weeks after it. I've just been belting out my voice a bit too much for the last 10 years on tour, apparently. So they got to burn a little bit out of there and see how that goes. So, Callan, you're going to be taking the reins for a little while for a couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have lots of fun talking about you.
Whoa, I can reply with texts, man.
That's okay, I just won't read them out in the show.
Damn.
So yeah, we'll be having some guest hosts come in to fill in for Carl.
Yes. And also worth mentioning, we're going back to the original formula of doing fortnightly shows.
Yes. So,
and our next one, I guess you guys will be covering Monster Hunter World.
Yes, Monster Hunter World is our first review game of the year. So we'll be doing a proper review on Monster Hunter World with the guest host I have that episode. So and we'll keep the show the same format. You know, the guest hosts will be coming with their own lame love and hype trains and things like that. We'll be bringing back Backtrack, which is in this week in History Gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it should be a bit of fun with some new voices floating around.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
No Carl for a while, so we'll have extra fun on the show, people.
Whoa. Oh, well, you know what? It's been fun, this one episode this year. I'm really going to miss it. I'm going to miss you guys while I'm recovering, but I will be back right after that. So thank you again, everyone, for listening. And let's make this an awesome 2018. This has been Game Train.